Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I'm once again joined by Faye Vitito. Faye is a local veterinarian. She's here to talk to us today about taking care of livestock and horses during the winter cold months. And she's also a member of the Friends of Lake Darling Board. She's going to give us a little update on what's been happening at Lake Darling. So Faye, what would you recommend feeding animals during the winter months?
For our livestock animals that eat hay, it's very important that they have a nice, clean, healthy, long-stemmed hay. The big round bales left out in the moisture, about 35% of that bale is rotten on the outside, and they may have to battle through the ice to get through the inner part that's there. The long-stem dry hay that's fed inside a building or brought out three or four times a day will actually help provide them with more body heat than straight corn. The straight corn burns quick and doesn't provide the friction and stimulate the digestion that the long-stem grassy hays do.
And do you need to feed animals more often during the wintertime?
Yes, they do. And you can actually feed them first thing, and most of the horses and sheep and cattle will prefer to be fed in daylight time. So you have to get up pretty early, at the crack of dawn, when the days are short, so you can feed them then. If you cannot be home at noontime to feed them, then they can have a bale of hay or a place to feed. And again, if it's out of the weather to where it's dry, creates a much more palatable and much healthier food for them. Well-balanced grain mixes for appropriate species are, again, available from the feed stores or farm and fleet stores, and they're actually even age-appropriate. So a young colt might need a different food than your 15-year-old gelding, and the same way with the cattle. So we need to have a higher protein supplement for the animals that are young and growing, or those that are pregnant and waiting till March or April to give birth.
And Faye, switching gears now here for a moment, do you have any Lake Darling news to share with us?
Lake Darling events, the one we just had on the first day of the year called the First Day Hike, we were very successful gathering at least 75 people, and we had a short version walk and a long one that was well over a two-mile walk and was really enjoyed by people as young as 5, 6, and 7, and our oldest walker that day was actually 90 years old. We learned a lot from the fisheries biologist and saw the eagle's nest that's growing out at the Lake Darling Park. And I think the community that was there, the people that were there, decided that we ought to do this more often. So we don't have one scheduled yet, but there has been anticipation that maybe we should have a hike at the park once a season. So we're beginning to try to plan if we want to have a hike at the park at first day of spring, first day of summer. So that might be something that's coming up. And you're always welcome to take your snowshoes and go out there and walk anytime. The park is open at 4:30 in the morning, and it's a wonderful place to see the stars. If you have a clear evening and it's dark early in the evening, you can take a nice little walk and see the stars in Orion's Belt, hear the calls of the night animals. So it's a lot of fun out there. We're anticipating late spring, early summer, that the Four Seasons cabins will actually be open. We got to take a sneak peek at those and actually go in a cabin. They're essentially done, except for putting in the appliances and furnishings and paving the road and parking lot for the cabin. So we're waiting on good spring weather so that we can get road work and concrete poured and a new educational pathway from the cabins and campground to the lodge.
Once again, that was Faye Vitito. Faye is a local veterinarian. She was here talking to us today about how to take care of livestock and horses in the cold weather seasons. She was also here today talking to us about some of the events happening at Lake Darling State Park. We thank her for joining us on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.